This is
Beard
30
Sports
O'Clock.
Man,
Cinco de Drinko weekend was a success, which is probably why we're like a day late.
Yeah, nobody could function after Saturday, like. But we're here.
We are here, and we are still celebrating Cinco de Drinko weekend, or Cinco de Mayo, with the cold Modelos. If you like Spanish beer, you're going to like these.
Look at Caracha.
I personally, this ain't my favorite of the Spanish beers, but it's up in there in the top three.
It gets the job done.
It gets the job done without question. So today we will be talking the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Oh my God. So can we just talk about the greatness that has been going on? The downright just dismantling of a franchise single-handedly by one man and one man really only. I mean, he didn't cost me some money. But I'm going to give the floor to the Cleveland Cavalier fan and go ahead and talk your shit.
Hey, man. I try to put people on notice, man. The greatness is here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I keep trying to tell people the baby dinosaurs, you know. I do apologize, sir. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Not the baby dinosaurs.
The baby dinosaurs, man.
LeBronto Raptors.
Oh, man. It's just...
He owns Toronto.
He definitely does. I mean, they were one seed. You know, this is their year. You know, we're the North.
Hey, man. Easy, man. I really thought they were going to pull through. At least make it interesting. Like, you know, we all know LeBron could have one of those fucking just great moments.
Definitely.
Like he had with the Pacers series, but come on, fam. Like, you gotta blow something up in that team. Like, in all actuality, you have to figure out what went wrong and destroy the entire thing. So is it gonna be coaching staff or is it gonna be players? I think DeRozan's gone.
I don't think it'll be DeRozan that'll be gone. I think it'll probably be Kyle Lowry, if anything. I think DeRozan, they're going to max DeRozan out. I mean, he's not going anywhere.
I mean, of course you want him to get maxed, but I mean, after this showing, I don't think
he just wants to be there.
Because I think he wants to go, because unless they get rid of Lowry and get him some more pieces that he can play with.
Then if anything, I think Dwayne Casey has to go.
You want to get rid of the staff?
The Dwayne Casey got to go, man. Like, it's been how many years now?
He was in talks of being coach of the year this year, though.
But it's crazy. And that's the crazy thing. Like, you're in talks of coach of the year, and then you pull
that.
It's not even to say that you got out coached. Like,
nah, you just
your game plan.
But that's what I'm saying. He didn't really get out coached. He got outplayed. Like, I mean, let's be real. He got outplayed.
But even you got to make the adjustments, like you made no type of adjustment. I'm sorry to say.
I know that dumbass double or triple they was doing at the end of the game was just. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like,
oh, no, baby.
You literally leave a rookie on an island with the greatest player in our generation.
But you know what's funny though? Statistics said that the man, like, that was the right move.
It was
the right move supposedly. By statistics, but in all actuality, I mean, he's a fucking rookie.
Exactly.
So you get him some help. And, like, it was just unreal. Yeah. I blame Drake. I blame Drake.
Oh, man, you can't put it on the system.
Nah, I blame Drake, bro. When he showed up to the game, they was winning. They was going through their series, winning just fine without Drake there. And then all of a sudden, his ass show up. And now, just hold on. We're going home. Come on, fam. Like, come on, fam. Like, I don't know, fam. I don't even know what I'm going to start with.
You can't put it on the sixth guy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't know. I just, something's got to change, and it's got to change, like, now, bro. Like, you're getting embarrassed tonight. You got embarrassed game two in your house.
In the house, man.
This is our house. You got embarrassed in your house.
I honestly just think after game one, like, that was their time.
Right.
And
they blew it. Like, how you lose the game and with the lead the whole time?
It just shows how great LeBron is, man.
I'm
just saying. Greatness. And then they try to do the other thing to make, you know, LeBron's going to get his and we're going to make everybody else beat us.
Yeah, that was kind
of... Yeah, and everybody else beat you.
Yeah, like, I was going to say. Kevin Love showed up.
Yeah, it's about...
J.R. Smith, one game they'll score 20 and then score zero. Like,
yeah, and then especially the night in the closeout game, mate.
He's been hooping,
his ass off, so...
Yeah, he's been hooping. I'm just... I don't know. I'm indifferent on this as far as what to do. I say you get rid of... You get rid of some of those players. You get rid of the ones that, like, basically, and I think, really, honestly, I was rooting for DeRozan, like, and wanting him to stay and stuff like that, and you know what I'm saying. And Kyle, I was even rooting for Kyle Lowry because Lowry been playing, like, he averaging 18 points for the series, and people's biggest knock on Toronto was Kyle Lowry not going to show up. Well, he showed up on offense. They all showed up on offense.
But it's crazy.
But they can't show up on defense.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, Lowry showed up finally.
Right.
But when it came down to, like, hitting him on the fourth quarter, it wasn't Lowry. Like that, it was DeRozan.
DeRozan just lost gas. Like, it just, like, they was on E by the time the fourth quarter hit. And I was just kind of like, what the hell happened?
And it's like they put... I guess it's seeming like they put everything into the regular season. And by, you know, getting the one seed, you know, this is our year. We're going to go, you know, going to go put it all in.
Yeah, enough of that shit. Yeah. Moving right along, because I don't even want to talk about that no more. They're out of there. Golden State in New Orleans. I said, God damn. Everybody thought it was going to be a series. Well, because the way New Orleans played, like, New Orleans came in playing like for real. Like, they really came in hot.
I definitely did.
They came sweeping Portland. Nobody had them sweeping Portland. So everybody was like, oh, shit. Maybe AD is ready to take on the champs. Maybe Drew Holiday about to show up and act the fool. Maybe Rondo found his niche, found his team. Nah, bro.
Not at all.
Nah, bro. You gonna pop a pin in that motherfucker.
Real quick.
Real fucking quick.
They better be lucky they got a game.
Yeah, but I think Golden State be bullshitting sometimes. They be playing around just to get.
Let's fuck around.
And, you know what I'm saying? then we get, you know, we'll win it in front of the fans and, you know, Steph, you know what I'm saying? We can be hype and shit. Man, get the fuck out of here. Golden State be playing around. Like,
they do.
Like, the fact that my man KD had 38 last night was by far, yesterday, like, the most incredible 38 I've seen in a while. Like, LeBron 35 last, you know, yesterday or Saturday was dope because of the shot.
Yeah.
Like, it was the shot. Like, ooh, like, it was the shot. No, bro, that 38 KD got, KD earned every single point. And that boy looked like, even with hands in, literally in his face, he couldn't be stopped.
Well, my man Stephen A say, he's a 7-footer.
Yeah.
You can shoot from 30.
30, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's no stopping there, man. That man, it's on another level. Like I said, when he's at the top of his game, I mean, he's the second best player in the league. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man. But no, KD, man. KD is on another level, man. That man is a certified scorer, man. Like,
yeah, it was unreal. I watched the game and it was just so unreal because, like, no matter who they put on him, no matter how close they were, I mean, I literally saw a couple people put hands in that man's face. Like, they blocked his vision from the rim and he still hit nothing but net. Like, on a couple of them. I was like, bruh, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Like, I just feel like New Orleans, they're a couple steps away, I think, really and honestly, to move to that next phase. And I think that they will get it they will get it here in the next year or so. Now, the question is whether or not they're going to keep Cousins. I don't know.
I think they should.
Yeah, I think they should, but how do you keep that together? Because you got, I mean, you're going to have to keep Rondo to distribute.
I mean, you don't have to keep Rondo.
I mean, Rondo is a big portion of that.
No, playoff Rondo is a totally different player. Like, I was talking with my partner, it's like, playoff Rondo is a top five player.
Yes, he is. I don't know where the switch comes from. Like, he's the fucking best point guard in the league when it comes to the playoffs. But like, you have to keep him just simply because I think in that instant you have to keep him just for that because you're gonna make the playoffs.
But even with Rondo, you know, it's not like you have to give Rondo a check. Like, I don't think Rondo.
You have to give him a check, but you do have to give him some money.
Yeah.
And you're gonna have to pay Cousins a lot of money.
Yeah, you got Max Cousins though.
Yeah.
But I mean, if Cousins really wants to be there, I mean.
Yeah, he'll take a little pay cut, but Cousins by me. Okay.
But I mean, it seemed like he might have changed a little bit being in New Orleans because I mean, him and AD.
I mean, they're the Twin Towers, bro. They the new age Duncan and Robinson.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they could really be that cold.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna move on to my favorite series, I wouldn't say it's my favorite series, but one of my favorite series because I think Houston Rockets going to the finals. But I think the Houston Rockets versus Jazz looked like on paper it was gonna be good. Looked like it was going to be some trouble for the Houston Rockets. But CP, been in his bag.
Y'all in the bag.
Harden, besides game two, I give y'all game two. Because game two, they switched up their defense. They made sure Gobert was in. Like, Gobert was not letting nobody in the lane, bro. You ain't coming in the lane fucking with me at all. Like, it was not. It was ridiculously crazy how good he looked.
Yeah.
But also it was ridiculous how great the coach looked. Like, dude is really good. Like, dude is really a great coach. Even though he looks like a evil comic book villain from Gotham City.
Mr. Anderson.
He really looks like, he really does. And I really thought that Houston, you know, the way they played OKC was going to be better than what they are or what they did.
Word.
But I have to say that my boy Rubio missing was a big, big, big problem.
Yeah, because he's their leader out there. Like, I mean, that's your point guard, so. Them missing Rubio, that was a very big issue, but I mean, at the end of the day,
it's crazy because I thought that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought Mitchell was going to have a better series.
Yeah.
Mitchell had a pretty good, you know, he's had a couple pretty good games, you know, stuff like that, but it's crazy how Rubio takes the weight off of him with bringing the ball down and finding, you know what I'm saying? You need a good point guard.
And it just shows, I mean, how much you got to grow. I mean, like I say, he's a rookie, so.
Right, and that team is very young.
Yeah, very, very
young. Very young. I mean, I think Rubio is the oldest on the starting five.
Yeah, either Rubio or Derek Favors.
Favors is actually the oldest. Or they came around the same time.
Yeah, it might be around the same. I mean, Rubio's foreign, so, I mean, we don't know how old
we don't know how Rubio is. He never ages. Yeah, I don't understand this. and he wore the hoodie that other night. He wore the hoodie the other night. Fire. I was like, this guy. Oh, man. This guy. And speaking of the hoodie, we're going to talk about our other series in the Eastern Conference, which is the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Not a rookie.
Hey, man, that was
that was a rookie.
It was uncalled for, man. You know, Boston, fuck y'all for that, okay? I didn't like New England, and you know, the Patriots. I didn't like the Celtics, you know what I'm saying? And now I really don't like y'all either, okay? You know, Boston, y'all was tripping, man. You know, he's a rookie, damn it. And he's the rookie of the year. And he's the rookie of the year, which we're going to get into in a second. But that series has actually been phenomenal to me because of some of the fact that Philly looked really, really good, too. coming into the series, mm-hmm. and coaching and experience
changed
that all.
It did come.
Like Horford been hooping, and Steve, bro, if he ain't coach of the year,
he definitely should be coach of the year.
I don't think I can. I think I'll take like a little break from talking about NBA for a while because they just he got to be coach of the year, bro. He is literally bringing, you know, Rozier didn't nobody really know who he was before this season. You know, you got none but really rookies, and you know a couple key pieces mm-hmm. and Horford. I mean. Bruh, and man, I the East is on notice.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're going to be great for a long time as long as they keep Stevens, Hayward, Irving, Horford. Well, Horford's kind of old,
their
but
core, like, their core
is really solid. And with that coach, man, that's going to be a problem.
My only thing with them.
Of course,
Khalid. No, not even saying that. Like, I mean, yeah, their core, how their core is built, because yeah, you got Jason, and then you got Jalen. Mm. It's like I feel like one of them sooner or later is gonna have to go.
I think Rozier's going after this year.
Oh, not Rozier's gonna go get a bag somewhere. Like,
yeah, he about to go get a big check.
Yeah, somebody's gonna pay him.
Really think Detroit should go pick him up?
And I think he should go to, if anything, I think he should go to, I like him in Phoenix. I want to see him in Phoenix.
That would be nasty, too. I don't know. I think Detroit is a better look for him because the East is a lot easier than the West.
Thanks.
He got two Twin Towers over there, too. Lightning load. He would have to work really hard.
Or maybe the Knicks. The Knicks possibly too.
Yeah. That would be nasty.
But nah, he's definitely going to have some choices. Definitely.
He's going to have some choices. Yeah, that bag just been going up and up and up every play.
Yeah, go replace Kyle Lowry. Shit.
Yeah. Jab. So, which brings me to my point. The 76ers kind of like have been... I don't know. I don't want to say non-existent, but they've been kind of like out-coached bad. And it made my guy, who I vote for the Rookie of the Year, my vote is Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons look real suspect.
Real sus.
And I'm upset about it because I really like I said, I think he's Rookie of the Year and I really like him. And I think he's going to be LeBron-esque if he continues to be if he continues to go the route that he's going.
Definitely.
As long as he don't let this series get to him.
Which I don't think he should, because he played pretty decent tonight. So
yeah, he played decent tonight. He did play good tonight.
It's all about game planning, man, because you know that, I mean, like we said, Brad Stevens is a great coach, so you're going to make Ben do some things that he's not comfortable doing. So, which is trying to make him a jump shooter, which we all know. So we're not going to guard him out there.
Right.
So if you're Brett Brown, you got to find ways to get Ben involved. Without him handling the rock, which I think they made a smart move tonight with starting TJ McConnell.
Yes. Oh, my God. They're plus like 30 with him.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell? Like, why ain't Ben starting that man?
Exactly.
Coaching. We talking about coaching.
Yep.
Bro, that's just – and it's just amazing to me, man, because I really like I said, I really think that Simmons is going to be up there. Like, he's going to be up there, like, with the Durants, the LeBrons, the whole nine. And, finally tuning in. Thank God this massacre is over. Kyle Lowry, look, he recruiting, ain't he? He's playing me, baby. Kyle Lowry just, you know.
I wish I had a broom right now, because,
Oh, my God. Say goodnight. Jesus, bro. It was just so bad. So bad. But at any rate, let's get into this discussion, man. Because you've been playing my man Simmons like he ain't Rookie of the Year, man. And I really want to know, what's your beef?
It's not even my beef. Like, not to say, okay, here it is. Ben, like you said, Ben is great. Mm-hmm. Let's not get it twisted. I mean, yeah, of course, rookie averaging 15-8-8. I get it.
Ooh, I see you with the stats.
You know what I'm saying?
It's actually 16. He's like 15.8.
We'll round it up to 16.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, it's actually point. No, but it's all good. Okay, I got you.
But no, my thing is, I mean, the way Donovan Mitchell plays, the way he came in.
Yeah.
I mean, He came in a true rookie.
I hate this. It's not Ben Simmons' fault. It's not Ben Simmons' fault. He playing. Playing the best. Listen, if the rule was different, then it wouldn't even be a discussion. Mitchell, hands down.
Facts.
But the rules are the rules, and we play by the rules.
That shit is so dumb.
I mean, listen, I understand what you're saying, but the rules are the rules. And here's some stats, because I seen you throughout the stats, right?
Quick.
Here's some stats. This is the only problem with me, with Mitchell versus Simmons, because everybody talking that, you know, The man has no double-doubles all season. The man has no triple-doubles all season. The man is 44% from the field. He is with 1,300 shooting attempts. Now, to his defense, he did have Rubio, and he did have Gobert. He did have, you know, he had all these other scorers and players around. But 44%. My man Simmons is at 54.5.
He shoots nothing but layups.
He at 54.5. And hold up, because like you said, he really had like 16 points, 8 and 8. My man got total 661 assists. That's beastie. That's real beastie. Mitch only has 291.
He's a 2-guard.
I understand. But he handles the ball like Harden. Harden probably got up there as far as, you know, like 400 or 500 assists. I mean, I can look it up real quick, but I didn't feel it was necessary to look that up right now. Okay? Then, on top of that, the man has 38 double-doubles, and he has 12 triple-doubles on the season. Bro, that's beastie. So my thing is like this. The rules are the rules. Don't penalize that man because he played by the rules. He redshirted in the league, and it's not his fault. He got hurt. Because I'm sure if he didn't get hurt, he would have played just as good, if not as good.
And I'm pretty sure last year he could have played.
I mean, that's up for debate.
They were just bad.
Let's just go get the number one pick. You gotta trust the process, baby. We're not gonna play our best player.
We're not gonna play him. You know, let's just go get him.
Timeout. Embiid is up there as far as best. You can argue both.
He barely played last year too. I mean,
yeah, he did better.
Come on.
Hey, listen, they was in the process, baby.
My thing with Mitchell, I mean, I'm very high on Donovan Mitchell because as a rookie, you come in, no rookies really just come in scoring a ball like that. Like, he came in, I mean, I know he averaged about 20 points this year, but after the All-Star break came, I think he averaged like 25, it was like 25, 4 and 4. It's just the fact of he gets thrown in the fire right then and there. Not to say, like I'm saying, Ben is great. I'm not taking anything away from Ben. But Ben had a whole year to get ready for this process. Like, he already knew how the season was coming. Like, he was ready. I'm pretty sure, like I said, I'm pretty sure he could have played last year if they really wanted him to play.
But that's debatable because some of the fact is he was hurt. And, you know, I think, what was it, LSU, he sat out that last year too, didn't he?
No, he played.
He played half the year.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't really care.
He didn't play for the full year. But, I mean, my man, listen, I understand it. And like I said, I'm not tripping on the facts that, you know, yes, basically he had, you know, a year of practice and studying and shit like that. I'm not taking that away from him. What I am saying is you cannot penalize Simmons for that.
I'm not penalizing him. I'm saying he's going to be rookie of the year, but
thank you.
No, you didn't let me finish.
Okay, all right.
But Donovan Mitchell is too. They're going to be covered rookies.
No, you fucking crazy. If they do that shit, they corny. I'll boycott the NBA for that.
Mark my words.
I'll boycott him. He was 20 point. Listen, so here's the thing. He was 20.5 average points per game. 3.7 assists, 3.7 rebounds per game. So, I mean, in all actuality, really, and you know what's funny, though? His total turnovers were less than Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. So, I give you, like I said, I give you the credit because the dude really can hoop. Like, I'm not taking nothing away from him. But, like, my man really total stats, my man is really busting him down. Like, Simmons really beat him all the way around. Like, he had 659 rebounds. Mm-hmm. What's his name had, Mitchell had 296 rebounds.
I mean, we can't compare somebody that's 6'10 and 6'5.
But, right, okay. You take that out, right? Then you take the steal route. Steals, right? Because they both play defense pretty well. 140 to 118. Yeah. Okay. Okay. 79 games played, 71 games started, 81 games played, 81 games started, right? So, my thing is like this. The triple-double thing and the double-double thing speaks for itself. Facts. The other thing that speaks for itself to me is the shooting percentage, bro. That field goal percentage is the truth.
Man, I'm not going off that field goal percentage.
Man, don't hate on my man's shots.
If we're going off
that. If he can get to the rim, Mitchell should get to the rim more than him.
Bro, he is a 6'10 point guard. Where
again? This is not his fault.
Where do we find
God's plan?
Where do we find these? Like somebody let me know. Where do we find a 6'10 point guard?
Listen. LeBron. I mean LeBron. Magic. You know what I'm saying? LeBron.
And that's why LeBron is his mentor.
Exactly. But that's why I think he should win Rookie of the Year because the man really just. I mean, come on, fam. Like I said, man. You can't really. You can't really fault him for that, that he had time to study. Yeah, I get it. You know what I'm saying? He had time to study. But, I mean, Donovan Mitchell really didn't boom like he was supposed to boom from day one.
Okay.
Until Gobert got hurt and he put the, let me put it on my back.
Put it on my back.
And Rubio helped me a little bit. And then, boom.
But when has Ben had to put it on his back, though? Ben doesn't have to put it on his back.
I mean, when Joel Embiid in the beginning of the season, Joel Embiid wasn't really playing. So he had to really do it on his own a lot because Joel Embiid missed a lot of games. Don't forget, Joel, they was being real suspect cautious with my man Embiid. Remember, he was playing like every other game, no back-to-backs. Man, you know what I'm saying? No like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so who's your other scorer? JJ and Simmons.
Rob Covington,
don't make me look up Covington's stats,
man. They didn't give him a check for no reason.
Yeah, but don't make me look up his stats. His stats is really not all that. Don't let me pull up his stats because, you know, we really talk. Come on, fam. Covington, I mean, I like him. I like what they did. Nah. So the real play was on him. Just like I said, listen. If the rule wasn't the rule, I'd give it to you like this. If the rule wasn't the rule, Mitchell would be the rookie of the year. Without question. If the rule was gone and it was different, Mitchell would be player of the year. I mean, rookie of the year.
Which I feel like that's why they're going to make them Currys.
That's fucking gay. If that was the case, they should have made Harden and Westbrook co-MVPs. Hell no. It's got to be a winner, bro. Ain't no ties. You don't get a trophy for being a tie, you know. You don't get a trophy.
But I think with MVPs and rookies, I think that's two different things. I don't know. It's just MVPs, yes. You have to have a definite MVP.
But I was looking up Covington's stats for real, too. You almost got dusted. Woo!
But no. Rookie, I feel like.
I get what you're saying. Like I said, I just don't think. I think that shit is whack. I think that shit is real. Like, it's got to be a winner. It's got to be a winner. In the NBA, ain't no fucking ties. In the NFL, there's ties. But in the NBA, ain't no ties, bro. You play till you win. You play to win the game. So why in the hell would there be a tie? Nah, bro. I'm out.
It sounds good, but...
Mitchell, you know, Mitchell would be. If Simmons wasn't in the running for it, Mitchell would be.
Once they announced it, I'm like, man, Cam said it was going to happen. Hey. You're here first. It's gonna be called rookies.
What the fuck ever. If it is, you heard it here first, and I'm highly upset with that bullshit. NBA need to get it together. Speaking of getting it together, bro, let's talk about this coach shit going on, man. Because I'm really like, I'm really confused. How you fire Gundy, Van Gundy, on his last year of his contract?
They're trying to pay the man.
But they about to bust open the bag for somebody else. And my thing is he got a winning record. He got a winning record as a head coach. And he just got some new toys to play with. How you gonna shit on the man like that? Van Gundy be getting a bad rap, bro. He be really doing.
Nah, he definitely is, but
he be getting a bad rap, bro.
They probably finna go.
Dwight Howard all the way up, like.
Yeah, I just feel like they're probably finna just go with a younger coach. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, but I'm just like, that's sucker shit, man. Because to me, I think Van Gundy really deserved a chance to really figure it out. You know what I'm saying? To figure out, you get him a point guard and let him figure out Griffin and Drum and just go to work. Like, look at what New Orleans got. You got that in the East.
Yeah.
In the East, probably the easiest. Well, it is the easiest conference of the two.
Until you play Cleveland, but that's neither here nor there.
Whatever, but you playoff bound and in contention. You see
what
I'm saying?
Which they actually were. They were pretty close.
Yeah, when they got Griffin, they finished 39-43, which, you know, whatever. Philly crushed their dreams. Philly fucked around and got that man fired.
Oh, man.
Anyway, that shit is crazy, man. So, we got to move on because, like, we could talk about this all night. So, we got the Soul Snatchers of the Week.
Facts.
I'm like, man, again, I swear I'm about to go broke behind all these damn sneakers, bro.
Say, all these sneakers, man, they run in my pockets, man.
Like, bro. And you know what's funny is, like, real shit, I just, like, you know what? I'm about to write Nike, Jordan, Adidas, everybody. I'm writing all of them. We need some endorsements, damn it. Because I'm about to go broke behind this shit. But at any rate, first and foremost, I want to talk about the number one Soul Snatcher of the Week. And it's a woman's shoe. Again, we showing love to the ladies, man. What's up, ladies? We show love to y'all.
Holla at me.
The Air Jordan 1 Women's Satin Shattered Backboard. Yeah. That's a long-ass title. But them hoes is fire. Flame, fuego, fuego, fuego for my cinco de trinco, fuego. Bruh, they're like white, black, and like a, I can't even call it orange, bruh. It looks like some satin sheets on that shit, bruh. Like, it's just, woo, I wish I had a girl, I'd just be like, babe, here you go. You just rock them.
Right.
Like, here, babe, this for you. This for you.
Because you're special.
Because you're special. Like Khaled talking to you, special. You
special.
Small.
Boy.
Another one.
Right.
Like, bruh, like, for real. Now, the OG triple white threes, ooh, busting. I don't even like threes. I'm gonna be real. I don't even like threes, but our bodies, our bodies, quick, fast, and hurry, and like.
And so did everybody else.
Yeah, I was gonna say they were sold out when I went to look for them. But our bodies, without question, as soon as I can find them at a decent price, because you motherfuckers on eBay be tripping, bruh.
Tripping.
Like, come on, bro. Don't guess at it. At any rate, they all white with the light blue gummy bottoms. Yeah. Like, bro, they fire. I'm not going to lie. They fire as hell. Like I said, I'm not a fan of the threes. They not my favorite. The fours is actually one of my favorites. But the triple whites, oh, you're going to see me with them on at a pool party. Don't worry. Not in the water. Not in the water.
Not at all.
Not in the water. But I'm going to be finessing, you know, on the sideline. You know what I'm saying? And third, this week goes to my man, PJ, who is going to L.A. probably. Because he got just demoralized in the playoffs. That's, oh, man. Oh, Russ, don't nobody want to play.
Shout out Joe Eagles.
Don't nobody want to play. Joe Ingles, who is this guy? This guy looks like a fucking accountant.
Office man, what Joe.
Fuck. Bruh, Joe Ingles, man. I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. The dude look like a math teacher. Man. Come out busting threes, talking shit.
Talking cash money.
Oh
shit.
My god, he was talking so much shit. But the PG2s, the Tauruses came out. Bruh, they black at the top, white with the like cement black Nike check. They fire. And he came out in all sizes. So, you know, I'm getting them for me and the little one. We getting them. You know what I'm saying? We're going to finesse it right. And I'm going, oof, don't worry. You'll see him on Beer 30 Sports O'Clock on IG real quick. Now, these I'm a little mad at because I can't find them. And I knew about these. I've been waiting on these. I'm a Yankee fan, so they fit with my jersey. The Nike Air Vapor Max Anivas. The Midnight Navies. Fire, bro. I don't know who thought of this woven, stitch-looking idea, but that man need a raise.
Facts.
That man need a raise. He about to get a super check from me. Like, right. I'm probably going to buy, like, the blue ones, the white ones, and if they come with some black ones, I might get those, and some gray ones, I might come with those. Like, bro, them shits is fire.
Nah, they dope as hell.
They dope as hell. And if you ain't seen them, go look them up. Vapor Max. Aneva, Aneva, however you want to say it. The Summit White is, the Midnight Navy is just ridiculous. And classic drop, the Nike Air More Uptempo White Varsity Red. Man, you can't go wrong with the classic.
Nah, you definitely can't. Like, you definitely can't go wrong with it.
White with the red lettering Air on the side. Air bubbles, red. I mean, come on, fan. You just can't go wrong with the air. I ain't really a big fan of the up-tempos, but I'm a fan of the up-tempos. Like, yeah. Like, I will get them. And these right here, I'm not a red fan, but
I mean, that's classic. Like, yeah, that's classic, OG, man.
Like, you got to get them. I really wish they had my son's size because I would put him on so he could start, you know, understanding the classics. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. And I think that's five. That's five, right?
Yeah,
Last but not least, the Jordan Mello Hoodie Mello! Hoodie Mello!
That Hoodie Mello.
All black Jordan Mello 1.5 SEs. They some real hooper shoes.
Them the OGs. I don't know if y'all remember them, but
yes, sir.
Those straight up. I remember I had like three pair of them back in the era. Was like seventh grade.
Yeah. I hear you. Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, the 1.5 SEs is real fire.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I'm a hoop in them, but they real hooper shoes. Yeah. So if you get them and you're not a hooper, just be prepared to get funny looks if you in like some cool.
How the hell you got them on?
What are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I personally, like I said, I would finesse them in some sweats or something like them fire. Yeah. Them fire. Like they real tough and they all black.
Yeah.
All black. Ain't no mistake. They all black. All black. All right. So that's our show.
That's
it.
Man.
Oh man. Well, everybody, it's been fun. We glad y'all can join us on this Monday night edition. Monday night edition, playoff talk. If you don't agree with my rookie of the year, which you're smoking rocks if you don't. If you agree with Cam and his co-rock rookie bullshit, you can hit us up at Beer30O on Twitter. We're very active on that. And you can hit us up on Beer30 Sports O'Clock on IG, which we're very active on that. And Facebook, we're not as active, but we're going to get there.
We're going to get better, everybody.
We're going to get better. We post a lot. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all really fuck with us on Twitter. Y'all really fuck with us on IG. So that's where we at. So at any rate, or you can just email us at sportsbeer30@gmail.com if you're really not a social media fan, which I don't know who don't have a social media now.
I have social media.
I just got it. Yeah. I just had to say it for the weirdo, you know, whatever. I can't exclude them, you know what I'm saying? But this has been, you know, this is
Beer
30
Sports
O'Clock.
We out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.